good evening and welcome to another episode of the Evening Almanac with comedian Jamie Jackson. Hi, it's me. Blimey, that was low energy at the beginning. Just get it up there. Come on, let's get it up with the energy. Oh, I sound like an annoying MC. Right, I want a tidal wave of clapping. You start in the corner and we're going to rip it all through there. Welcome to your next act. Yeah. Fucking MCs, man. Anyway, they do a good job. So, yes, I haven't done a podcast in a while. I've had a very stressful week. I have no excuse. Not that I need to give you one. You're not my mum. But I have been very, very busy at work. I'm a project manager. So this really should be good evening and welcome to the Evening Almanac with IT project manager Jamie Jackson. Jamie Jackson isn't even my real name, it's a stage name. So this entire thing is a fucking farce. But still, I think call yourself what you want to be. I think that's fair. As I have always said, if you are getting up on stage and telling jokes, even if it's an open mic night, right, you're still a comedian. Let alone getting up on stage and talking to people at proper ticketed nights and they paid money to see comedians. You are providing a service as a comedian. Just because you're not living solely off of your earnings yet doesn't mean that you're not a comedian. I'm just speaking to myself here. But it's the same with anything creative that you're doing. Yeah, we're all writers if you want to write. If you're writing, I write stuff and I get paid for it. Last month I made 150 quid off one article. Now I know that's not serious money, but that's pretty good. That's more than a lot of writers make. I just got lucky with that one article that I just pumped stuff out. And it got a lot of hits, so I got some cash. This isn't me boasting, by the way. I am an office wanker. I am stuck in the office. I'm not actually, I work from home. I'm boasting about that, and that's pretty good. But I am first and foremost a project manager in terms of money. But my spirit and soul is in writing and creativity. Yes, the point is, my corporate job has been kicking my ass, absolutely kicking my ass. Now, you might want to go back to some podcasts I did a couple of years ago when I was doing Hermes driving and delivering food. And I was just as stressed, but it's a different type of stress. Poverty creates a different type of stress. But what's the irony at the moment is I haven't got enough money at the end of the month. There's too much month at the end of the money, is what the issue is there. Just because overheads are so high. I mean, this is the highest amount of overheads I've ever had in my life. It's like we're trying to pay for building works, which have gone over, and then there's been problems, and you've got to take the family on holiday. I know this sounds like a middle-class problem, you've got to take the family on holiday. But when we go on holiday, there is six of us, and just at one meal out will be like 150 euros, and getting an extension to your house is definitely a middle-class problem, but it does render you poor. So I'm not complaining. I'm grateful for everything that I've got. But also, bear in mind, I'm 45 years old. I'm coming up for 46. That's how numbers work. And there's some comedians I see, and they're like a lot of... comedy's quite a young game. And so you chat to people, and they're like, 28. And they're in a house share. And they don't have much income. And that's, just the stage of life they're at. If I was still at that stage of life, I'm justifying it because I'm a working class hero and I'm already feeling guilty. I'm a working class hero and I actually feel guilty for paying for an extension on my house. Because it's like I'm still in that mentality of money is bad. And if you've got money, you're a wanker, which is the worst mentality that you get from growing up working class. It is the worst. And it was hammered into me, if you have money, you're a crook, you're an arsehole, there's something wrong with you. And many examples I can tell you of that kind of mentality that I was given. But anyway, just to say, my disposable income is much less than it was 10 years ago. Much, much less. And I keep on running out of money. So I'm not being able to save anything. So then when something big happens, you're fucked. So, yes, there we go. But there's nothing, don't feel guilty about working, earning money and having nice things. That's the entire reason why we're here. We're playing a capitalist game. Freedom, baby! Freedom! Anyway, that was awful. So, Yes, good view. If you've got a nice flat or a house or you're getting an extension, you bought a nice car, don't feel guilty about it. That's what I say. We beat ourselves up so much. There's so much fucking white middle class guilt about everything. And if you haven't lived on handouts from the state or your parents and you've got somewhere and that you're happy with, big yourself up. If you've got somewhere and you're happy with it in comedy, big yourself up. Because at one point, just the idea of getting on stage was terrifying. Look how far you've come. That's all I'd say. But yes, my corporate job has been taxing the old meat computer this week. And I just haven't had any bandwidth or anything. I finished work at 5 o'clock today. I'm going to finish at 5:30. But I was like, last meeting, finished at 5. And I was like, right, I'm going to bed. Just went and had a nice 2-hour sleep because I was feeling fucking burnt out. And now I'm on a dog walk, hence doing the podcast. Right, that's it really. Just a catch up. We'll start realigning what we're doing next week. I haven't had any gigs this week, which is good. Because when I've got gigs, that really burns up a lot of my mental capacity. And I'll spend some of the day going over my set. But I have 2 gigs next week. One for Sam Rose in Sutton on Wednesday, maybe. And the T-Bird in Finsbury Park on Friday. Both lovely little nights. So there we go. See you on the next pod.